Hi, this is Hunter Metzger, and I did Sonic as my franchise. And some of the costs involved in starting the franchise is the franchise fee, which is $45,000, and then to build Sonic is going to cost you around $1.2 to $1.77 million, and that is not including the land you have to buy, so that could be close to another $20,000. Your total investment range is around $1.24 million to $3.53 million. The royalty fee for owning a Sonic is 5%, and the advertising fee is 3.25% also. Those numbers are for opening a traditional Sonic, but to open a non-traditional Sonic, the numbers are a little different. The franchising fee is $22,500, the royalty fee is 4%, and the advertising fee is 3%, and the total investment range is $362K to $979K. Some stuff that Sonic does that they try to make different from ordering restaurants is their retro theme, drive-in concept, happy hour, and carnival-type menu items. Another interesting thing is the owner of the store started the business as a root beer stand on the side of the road. And one more thing is the company says they offer 168,000 plus drink combinations. The history of the franchise is that Troy Smith started the business in 1953, 68 years ago, in Shawnee, Oklahoma, as the Top Hat Eye Drive-In, which later turned into Sonic. Some interesting stuff about the franchise is that Sonic is owned by Inspire Brands, which was just founded 4 years ago, and also owns Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Jimmy John's, Rusty Taco, Mr. Donut, Dunkin' Donuts, and Baskin Robbins. Also, another thing that I found is that it is not super hard to own your own Sonic. It just takes a lot of money to start your own Sonic. The company slogan is "Service at the sound of speed." Their core value is relationships are the way of life, and we're there for each other in the communities we served. I couldn't really find anything about Sonic's beliefs besides that they believe in the Christian faith. Some stuff about COVID-19 with Sonic is with Sonic being a drive-in and not a dine-in, they experienced COVID a little different than other businesses. Sonic's two main problems were supply chain issues and consumer demand issues, and they didn't really get affected with the social distancing and all that stuff at all.